Good afternoon. Thank you very much. And I appreciate you all being here today because I know you have a lot of choices at the APHA conference where you can spend your time. So thank you for choosing us. Today I'm here to talk about how we at HHS developed clear, simple, and useful messages for audiences, especially with limited health literacy. And these messages are based on the Physical Activity Guidelines for Americans that Janet Fulton has already described to you. First of all, I'd like to mention that this was a partnership effort, and it was a partnership effort of the communications team led by the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion, with participation from the Centers for Disease Control, the Office of the Assistant Secretary for Planning Evaluation, and the President's Council for Physical Fitness and Sports, and our contract firms, the American Institutes for Research. And I'd like to thank all of the people who are here today from the communications group, starting with Suzanne Hurley, who's already spoken, Genevieve Polk, who is our next speaker, and one of our co-authors, Rebecca Payne, who's sitting in one of the first rows, and June McDivitt, who have been active participants in our communication team. I'd like to also acknowledge Margarita Hurtado from the American Institutes for Research, who was actively involved in the research that I'll be speaking about today, and Jan Keenan, who was the health literacy expert who worked on writing the booklet that I'll be talking about. So to just disclose, I have no relationships to disclose. Today's agenda is really going to be talking about our audience, our objectives, and our research. And most of all, we'll discuss how we applied a user-driven approach based on consumer feedback or audience feedback, health literacy principles, social marketing, and audience segmentation using the trans-theoretical model of change. So let's take a look at the target audience that I'm going to be talking about primarily today. Janet Fulton has described the many different audiences who need to be more physically active. We are just going to be focusing on the adult guidelines right here for the moment. ODPHP did take the lead in developing messages, print materials, a website for the physical activity guidelines, and partnership support tools, but I'm just going to be talking about the one, primarily about the research that led up to a booklet that is available now on our website and will be available in print soon, and that's Be Active Your Way, A Guide for Adults. So we developed this booklet to reach a broad array of American adults, but to especially those who have limited health literacy or limited time, which probably is the rest of us. In terms of the trans-theoretical model of change, we targeted two audience segments, contemplators and preparers. And we interpreted this to mean people who are active or somewhat active, with the contemplators being those who are inactive and thinking about doing more, and the preparers as those who are somewhat inactive and planning to do more. So we'll talk about a little bit more about that as we go along. Our communication objectives were threefold. And really, the first one is that people would know how much activity they need, and secondly, to believe that it's doable to do that at least minimum amount, and that they could define some ways they could actually fit physical activity into their busy lives. Our research began with a review of the science with the Physical Activity Guidelines Advisory Committee report, and our team also reviewed the previous formative research conducted by ODPHP and CDC, and we learned from two rounds of focus groups and field testing. And Suzanne Hurley has already covered much of the CDC research that we've built on to create both the messages and our booklet for adults. So we will go ahead and talk about research findings from the committee report. And Janet has already touched on the first one, that the advisory committee noted that the previous recommendations for adults to be moderately physically active for at least 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. They said, based on the evidence, this is too specific, that a person really can have a variety of ways to achieve these health benefits. So that finding, that main finding, has translated into our umbrella message, which you see here on both sides of the podium, which is be active your way. So there are many ways to do this, not just one way. And we use these the signage to launch the physical activity guidelines on October the 7th. So I am going to go ahead and talk about next the conclusions from the usability research on healthfinder.gov. This was research conducted over 4 years with more than 700 persons, so I won't be doing it justice by any means today, but just to tell you a couple of nuggets that we took as takeaway points from all of this research. One was that the people that usability tested with did not like the term guidelines, and this is kind of a sad finding for an office who puts out guidelines, both on dietary guidelines and physical activity guidelines. So, but they do want, the good news is, they do want to know how much they need. So I think the overall message here is that if we put things in everyday common language, people will be more receptive and better understand what we're trying to do. So from the focus, the CDC focus groups, again, Suzanne has covered a broad range of findings, and I'm just going to touch on two of them. One was the positive appeal of the outcome-oriented tagline, which at that time was be active, be healthy, be happy. People love this tagline, and as we did our own focus groups and tested that, we found, yes, people do love this tagline. The second thing, which I think was pretty fundamental from the CDC focus groups, is that the recommendations are very hard to understand. There's a lot to them. So our challenge was how to make this understandable, especially for people with limited literacy and limited readers. From our own ODPHP focus groups, I think that the main things that we were reinforced is that self-efficacy and social support are important when promoting physical activity. And we heard over and over again, when they were looking at our photos, they did say, we like to see photos of people being active together, as in the poster you see over to my left. They wanted to be active together. They wanted it portrayed that way as well. They also wanted to see photos of people enjoying themselves. When we tried out the lawnmower photos, they said they were totally panned. Please, no work, you know. Give us fun things to do that are enjoyable. They also strongly reacted against being told what to do. And I think that was true both in the CDC focus groups and in our focus groups. So be active your way is a little bit of a bridge. Yes, we're telling them what to do and be active, but your way, you know, the choice is completely yours. So our research findings from our field testing with just 12 adults with limited literacy suggested that it closely matched the logic, language, and experience of the respondents. But there was also, we found, a number of areas for recommendation and improvement. And the photo selection, I already mentioned, they said get rid of the guy with the lawnmower. And the few others that I won't go into, but I think one of the very important takeaway points from this was about expressing duration. It told us in very clear terms that it is very difficult to grasp the minimum time requirement for moderate physical activity when it is expressed as 150 minutes a week, because they have to stop and do calculations. And I don't know about you, but I've had the same issue, you know. Now, how much is that really? So that's where we get into an issue called numeracy and people being able to make calculations to apply health behavior change. And this is expressly, I'm doing this expressly for Jude McDivitt, who brought up this issue right before our session. So I think the takeaway on this is if you're talking with consumers, I highly suggest you talk in the everyday plain language that people think about, 2 hours and 30 minutes a day. You know, think about it. When did you last go to a movie and you came home and you told your friends, I just went to a movie, it was 150 minutes long. It's not the way we talk or usually think. So the other thing we found in no uncertain terms was that we had a very complicated summary table, which had to be totally revamped, along with a very complicated tracking form, which also had to be revamped. So the rest of my time, I'm going to be talking about how we used health literacy principles in developing the booklet that I just showed you, and it's also available on our website. And before I do that, I'm just going to mention that this slide underscores that health literacy is a widespread problem. And because it's so widespread, 77 million American adults, it really suggests that we as health professionals need to change the way we do our work if we're going to make health information accessible and usable for many adults. One of the first things we did, and really with Jan Keenan's guidance, she was the chief writer on this, was to develop a very conversational, friendly writing style and avoiding all the complexity, long sentences, scientific jargon, concept density. And so how do you do that on a set of guidelines that started as a 667-page set of recommendations and then became an 80-page set of guidelines? How do you really do this? How do you really limit the concept density and avoid the scientific jargon? So I'll tell you a little bit more about how we did do that. And in terms of appearance, this slide highlights the ways we designed the booklet to make it easier for limited readers to understand the text and still make it attractive to a wider audience. It's fairly simple things like line length, type size, using subheads, and the like. And in terms of appeal, we found that our booklet was culturally and gender and age specific appropriate, largely through the use of our photographs and our silhouettes, and that the booklet was well received in field testing and was found to be attractive, informative, and understandable, and motivational. This is where things got a bit tricky, is the organization of this booklet. The organization, what's really important to note about it, it's not the typical linear approach to organizing content. It's the approach was to make the kind of chunk the concepts so they build on each other, to really break a complex subject down into some smaller bite-sized pieces. Particularly since we want people to build up gradually their physical activity, using a more gradual approach in terms of information sharing seemed helpful. We also wanted to design the book for people who are at a variety of levels of activity. So in the next couple of slides, I'm just going to show you how the book was organized into an introduction and four parts. And you'll notice that the introduction and part four were designed for all segments, while parts one and three were designed for a specific audience in mind. So in part one, we introduced the basic concepts that you see here: physical activity, what is it, aerobic activity, muscle strengthening. And in part one, this content was designed for contemplators and preparers to help them get started. And in fact, we know that most Americans haven't gotten started yet. So this is an important piece. And so we wanted to highlight that in the very beginning of the book. For the vast majority of people who haven't started, these are the benefits, these are the barriers, and the suggestion of building up over time, and of course, to do it your way. We also introduced the minimum moderate guidelines and the muscle strengthening guidelines. Part two was designed for people who are doing some activity and are planning to do more, and that would be the preparers. And this particular section had more tips, more tips about muscle strengthening, more tips about planning your physical activity program, how to be successful, how to add more. And primarily for people in a preparation stage. The third chapter was keeping it up and stepping it up. Was designed for people already meeting the guidelines, which is the vast majority of minority of Americans, and suggesting ways that they may get even more physical activity. And vigorous activity is among the concepts that were introduced in this chapter, and also the guidelines for moderate and vigorous and muscle strengthening were reviewed. So chapter 4 brings it all together, summarizes how you do it, why you should do physical activity, how often, how to keep track, and summarizes the adult guidelines and was intended for all audiences. So now we're coming to the end, and we want to talk about how you all in this audience can get involved. We'd like to invite you to go to our website and sign up as a supporter. Help spread the word about the physical activity guidelines. And if you do that, you'll receive a toolkit in the mail. It'll have hard copies of a number of items, and including a CD that you can use and even take to a printer and have things printed out. Your organization's name will also be listed on our website, and you'll be eligible for continued participation and to receive updates by email. So I'm going to tell you now where to go for more information. But before I do that, just leave you with this. Be active your way. Be active, healthy, and happy. I want to note that Physical Activity Guidelines website is where you can sign up. And healthfinder.gov, which has been newly relaunched, there's a lot of really good content on it for physical activity. So I hope that you will take a minute to stop by our booth, actually, and check in with us. We have some of the materials on display. And ODPHP will be continuing to offer support and new tools to engage our supporters. I'm going to be holding a mini session tomorrow at booth number 1225 to talk about how you can get involved. So please stop by. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kay. Our final presenter for this session is Genevieve Polk, and she will be discussing collaborating for success using partnership activities to support the physical activity guidelines.